we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Well, good day to you, Brevard County. We want to say happy birthday to a very special person in my life today. They won't hear it, but happy birthday to them anyway. That means that they don't live in this area. But we are very certainly glad that they are a part of this world. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here. So, you know, we have a lot to be thankful for. I tell our church all the time, you know, thank God for the people who worshiped at Merritt Assembly of God before we did. And the pastors who served, I didn't build the sanctuary. I didn't build the fellowship hall that was there. I've done a whole lot of maintenance on them, but I didn't build them. I've done a lot to modernize them and things like that. But there's a lot to be thankful for the people who have gone before us and lived before us. And so happy birthday. My name is Bob Arthurs. I am the host here on the Refresh Radio program, Pastor Merritt Assembly of God. And we are certainly glad to be able to spend this Friday morning with you as we are preparing to glorify the Lord in everything that is said and done throughout this day. So I pray that you are having a blessed day. I want to start off by saying thank you to Bill at Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. And just recommend his AC services to you very highly. I was talking to someone, I don't really remember who it was right at the moment, but they had him come over and look at their AC, and their quote to me, their statement to me was, he is a really smart guy. He really knows what he's doing with ACs. And so if that's the feedback I get, I'm confident that you will have a great experience with him as well as he gets your air conditioning up and running. So if yours is broken, if you'd just like to come have him come out, check it, and have it cleaned or serviced, give him a call, 321-759-3284. That's 321-759-3284. So I don't even remember how long ago it was that we started our study here on the Sermon on the Mount. It goes back quite a ways, probably back into around the middle of May from my notes here. But we have now made it here in the latter part of the first week of September into chapter 6. And 5, 6, and 7 are the Sermon on the Mount. And here we're discussing Jesus elevating the standard. That's what we talked about a lot in chapter 5. And we're going to see that he raises the standard of behavior in chapter 6 as well. So let's read chapter 6. And we won't read the whole chapter, but we will read the first eight verses today. We won't get through all of that, but we'll read it so that you can see the context. Matthew chapter 6, verse number 1. Take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven. Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory from men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charitable deed may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly. And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetition as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. So, here, Jesus begins to give practical examples of the proper way to conduct yourselves instead of the way that people who were being admired for the way that they were behaving. He says, your standard needs to go higher than that. Actually, their motive is all wrong. God really is concerned about the intents, I-N-T-E-N-T-S, of our heart. He really is concerned with our motives. He really is concerned with our action. And so he said, I know that you've got this group of people that everybody sees and everybody pays attention to, and everybody admires them for the way that they do it. And when they look at them, they say, you know what? I could never measure up to that guy. And Jesus says, no, that's all the reward they get. That's all the reward they get. And so I want to elevate the positioning of the heart, the attitude of the heart, so that you get the reward that the Heavenly Father wants you to have. I don't know about you, but I don't want to deprive myself of anything that God wants me to have. The scripture says that God gives us everything that pertains to life and godliness. So I don't want to live on a starvation diet spiritually. I don't want to live on a starvation diet from a compassion standpoint. I want to be fully endued with the power, with the authority, with the resources that heaven has to offer. I want to be making a mark on this world that people are going to see God working in our situation and glorify him. Jesus said that by this shall all men know that you are my disciples if you have love one for another, and we are supposed to do our good works so that people, when they see the good works we do, will glorify our Father in heaven. So it's not about me. It's not about you. I forget where I read this, but I read an encounter that some people had with a pastor, and they came up to the pastor and they said, I really didn't like the songs that we sang this morning. And the pastor said, well, that's okay, because we weren't worshiping you. It's about worshiping Jesus. And I know that there's this tremendous consumer mindset approach that comes to church, and I'm going to go to church that fits this desire that I have, and they make me feel comfortable and all that. And really, it is about, where does God want me? What does God want me to be doing? What does God have for me there? What can I do instead of what can I receive? That's the reality. I just last week did a message on that God revives us to serve. The week before that was he revives us to grow. The week before that was he revives us for his name's sake. And God revives us so that we can be a contributing member of the spiritual community, not just a member of that community. Too many people want to be part of the club, but they don't want to be involved in the club. And I put that in a common context. I'm not saying that Christianity is a club. It is the body of Christ. It is the body of Christ. Too many people want to be a part of the body without having a function in the body, and all that is called is a mass. That's just, you know, a fat cell. It's really not doing anything there. And God created you. Listen, before the foundation of the world, you had a purpose, and God says, I have designed this person at this time for this purpose. And then do that purpose to the best of your ability. And then pray this prayer, God, increase my ability so I do it better in the next time. Okay? So that's the standard that he's wanting to elevate. He's looking to say, I want you to get your full reward. And the way that you get that is not by doing it the way that the people you admire are doing it. It is doing it the way that God wants it done. Okay, so let's take a look at this. The subject matter that is being discussed in verses 1 through 4 are charitable deeds. A better description, before I say a better description, it's also translated alms in I believe, the King James Version. But a better translation is your acts of compassion. You know, I go back to that verse I just quoted. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, by the love you have one for another. Love is not an emotion, although it manifests itself emotionally. Love is not a decision, though it does affect every decision that you make. But love is an action word. It's not passive. It is very active. It will manifest itself. Whether you have hate, it will manifest itself. If you have love, it will manifest itself. And here, God says, charitable deeds or your acts of compassion, the acts of compassion that you do. Now, there's a in the 8 verses that we read, there is a phrase or a similar phrase that is repeated 4 times in those 8 verses. Verse number 2, it says, and when you do a charitable deed. In verse number 3, but when you do a charitable deed. In verse number 5, it says, and when you pray. And verse number 8, and when you pray. What Jesus is saying here is not if you do an act of compassion, but when you do an act of compassion. It is not something that is optional. It is something that we are expected to do because God acted. God so loved the world that he gave. Jesus loved so much that he came. He lived. He died. He was raised again. He prays. He prepares a place for you and I. He does all of that because of his great love for us. And he wants to birth the love that he has for humanity inside of us so that we will also do our acts of compassion. Acts of compassion are for the benefit of other people. It is reaching people who are in need. So I discussed with you earlier, you know, the way that we handle our benevolence. But that is not to say that when there's a need in society that we just ignore that need, because we don't. Last year, in all honesty, when the hurricanes came through, I don't know that I've ever worked harder in my life trying to get those hurricane supplies unloaded, sorted, distributed. It was quite an endeavor. And you know, so it should not be an if you're going to do an act of compassion. It is when you do an act of compassion. And it's not designed to make you feel better. It's designed to let other people know that Jesus loves them. Jesus loves them. A friend of mine told me about this book, and then my daughter ended up reading the book, and I said, I know what that book's about. And it was called Toxic Charity, I think is what the name of it was. I might be wrong on that, but it was called about people who do acts of compassion that make them feel good, but they really don't bring any resolution to the situation. In fact, all they do is entrap people in a life of dependency, more and more and more. And so I'm not looking to do an act of compassion that just makes me feel good, although whenever you do something for another person, there is going to be a sense of satisfaction that becomes yours. But my ultimate act of compassion is living in such a way that when that person is ready to be introduced to Jesus, that I can introduce them to the lover of their soul. So it's not an if, it's a when. It's not an if, it's a when. When you do, and he says, don't do your charitable deeds, don't do your acts of compassion to be seen by other people. Don't do your acts of compassion, say, you know, putting up a billboard over here, say, look, here I am, watch this, I'm getting ready to give this cup of cold water to this person over here. That's not what it's all about. What we do is we do it because there's a serious need. We do it because there's a serious need. Otherwise, he says, you have no reward from your Father in heaven. Okay? So he says, whenever we do it to be seen by people, and now let me also clarify this. It doesn't mean that other people won't see it. It has to do with the motive. It has to do with the motive. If when those two tractor trailer loads of supplies came last year, if people did not get the word out, there would have still been water that was brought in, when the ultimate goal was to get drinking water to people who needed drinking water. That's what the goal was. And so it doesn't mean that nobody's going to catch a glimpse of you doing something good. It means that your motive is not for the acclaim or for the fame. Because when we do it the way God wants us to, our reward from our Father is not in jeopardy. So you and I, we have got to decide when we are doing our charitable work. Now listen, Hollywood and politicians and all of that, they will. I heard somebody that said, you know, it used to be in Hollywood that they knew where the photographers were going to be. And so if they wanted to get their picture taken, they would go to this restaurant, or they would go to this location. They would go where the cameras were, because they knew that they would be seen there. God says, I want you to do your acts of compassion in such a manner that you don't miss out on your reward from the Father. The reality is, when people touch hurting people, the Father is ready to reward them for acting like Him at any moment. But He refuses to do that when the motive is not to bring glory to God, it is to bring glory to self. Okay? God is more important than I am. He is more important than you are. That person's need is more important. You know, when it would be amazing to see what would happen if we all got to the place where we didn't focus on who got the glory. It really would. And so he says, if you do your charitable deeds to be seen by them, otherwise you have no reward from your Father in heaven. Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory from men. So everything these people did, they did it so that people would tell them how wonderful they were. They would just be awe-impressed at how superior their act was to the act that those people could. And so they would literally have trumpet players go before a, you know, there's a commercial that was on television here a few months ago, and before a person would come in, the trumpets would sound and all of that sort of stuff. And that's not the way that we do it. It's not the way that we do it. Jesus goes on and he says, Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. They have their reward. So I ask you, do you want reward from men, or do you want reward from God? I will tell you this. I believe, and this is a Bob Arthur's belief, I believe that we are going to find that there are a lot of nameless servants in the body of Christ that have lived and acted and served with the right heart that are going to be so much closer and receive so much greater reward than preachers on the radio, preachers of mega churches. You see, God really does have an eye on the secret place. And I will tell you this, the Bible says that we will in no wise lose our reward. There's no way your acts of compassion are going to be forgotten by God. So take a risk. Love somebody. I had a person that told me, said, don't ever fall in love. I said, too late. Too late. Already happened. And they said, well, you just really don't understand that when you do something in love, it's a very painful process. I said, my eyes are wide open. My eyes are wide open. You know, whenever you open your arms to quote unquote, give somebody a spiritual hug, at that point in time, you have left yourself vulnerable. You have left yourself exposed. And if a person wants to take advantage of you, they can give you a sucker punch and it'll really hurt. But that really won't have any bearing on whether or not you're going to continue to love people. I will tell you that we have, for 25 years, my wife and I have done our best at Merit Assembly of God to love people to the best of our ability. And sometimes that's well received and sometimes it's not. Some of the things that we've done, nobody will ever know about it. There are people that come up to me and every once in a while they'll do something. They say, nobody's to know about this. You know why? Because they don't want the praise of men. They want the reward that comes from heaven. So whenever you do an act of compassion, one of two things is going to happen. You're either going to receive a reward from men, or if you do it the right way, if you do it God's way, if you do it for his glory, not to be seen and praised by men, if you don't do it with great fanfare and all of that sort of stuff, whenever you do it, you're going to receive a reward from God. So do you want praise of men or praise of God? Verse number 3. But when you do a charitable deed, an act of compassion, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charitable deed may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly. And so it is something, this is not talking about your giving and things like that. There were people, whenever they came to the collection area, back then they didn't have paper money. They had coinage, and so they would drop it in, boing, 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 and it was designed for everybody to know that they were giving a large sum of money. Jesus, however, one day saw a woman, and she dropped in two little mites, you know, about 2 cents. And he said, you know what? That woman just gave more than everybody else gave, because they gave out of their abundance and she gave out of her need. She gave everything that she had. I will tell you that I believe that too many of us are conservative in our giving to God, and we're expecting him to give us all of himself, and we're just giving a portion of ourself. We want God's best, and we want to give him our leftovers. That's not the way the kingdom works. He says, if you will do it in such a way that, you know, you've done it in such secret that your left hand doesn't know what your right hand did. Your right hand doesn't know what your left hand did. The husband doesn't know what the wife did. The wife doesn't know what the husband did when it comes to this act of compassion that you go out and you're ministering to hurting people. Listen to what it says. Your father sees in secret and will himself reward you openly. Now, I love when I hear things like this, because this is not an assignment that is going to be delegated to an angel. It's not an assignment that's delegated to a pastor. It's not an assignment that's delegated to a politician. It says God himself watches what you do in secret. We're going to talk about prayer on Monday. And when you pray in secret, God sees and God hears and God rewards. When you do an act of compassion and you do it in secret, you do it in such a way, God says, the Father is going to himself reward you, but it's not going to be in secret. The reward is going to be done openly. Have you ever been caught in the act of doing something good? Because God has. God does. Watch what we do in secret. And it says this, he will reward openly. Again, you've got to do it with the right heart. I'm not ministering to hurting people for what's in it for me. I want to minister to hurting people because I want to see them believe in Jesus Christ, embrace his plan for their life, and live the best godly life that they can possibly live. And so I will tell you this, through the years, some of the most tears of joy that I have shed have come when a person that I didn't know where they were or what had happened to them, they came back and they remembered how Merit Assembly of God loved on them in difficult times. I encourage you, be a generous person who loves in action. And I will tell you, God is going to pay attention and he will make sure that you are rewarded openly. Merit Assembly of God, 10:30 Sunday morning, we'll be having our worship service. We would love to have you come and be a part of that, just north of 520, just west of Courtney Parkway. And we will see you next time right here on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
I will sing to be mad for my King. Nothing, Lord, is hindering the passion.